Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, tyranny is officially here. It's at your door. It's not coming. It's at your door. It's here. And I warned everyone this was going to be the case unless people woke up and refused to comply with this nonsense, refused to accept it. And unfortunately, the voices in opposition have not been anywhere near the people who simply sat back and complied. So now tyranny is here, and now we can all enjoy it. And I don't know as it's ever going to go away. You know, people are saying, well, we're going to win the House and the Senate. The Republicans are going to win the House and the Senate, probably going to take back the White House. A lot of these things that's happening is not so easy to just dissolve. I know a lot of people think it's like Bewitched. You just wiggle your nose and say, the Republicans are in power, everything's gone. No, that's not true. Now, we're going to go through a list because the tyranny is not only political tyranny. It's not only moral and social tyranny, educational tyranny, media tyranny, even legal tyranny. It's at your door right now. Now, Mark Meadows is actually being held in contempt and may go to prison. What is his crime? Oh, this is not the only one, though. Steve Bannon, some other people from the Trump administration, they're facing jail time. So what exactly is their crime? Well, Mark Meadows' case, turned over all sorts of emails and text messages and correspondences dealing with the incident of January 6th, which some people are calling an insurrection, and that is stretching the definition of the word insurrection until it breaks. Turned over all this information. Said I'll come before the Senate and I'll talk to anybody and answer any questions Congress has, but here's the thing. I'm not going to answer anything that has executive privilege because that is, of course, the law that protects the president and some secrets and things from coming out. Not because anything's guilty. As a matter of fact, the Democrats, in their haste to try to prove that Donald Trump and the Republicans secretly orchestrated this whole entire insurrection, proved exactly the opposite. They're so stupid, they actually proved exactly the opposite. But that's not even why he refused to answer certain questions. You know, the same executive privilege where we could not question the Fast and Furious deal and Eric Holder because, oh, there's executive privilege there. Eric Holder does not have to talk about that. You know, the same privilege of we weren't even able. I want people to understand Donald Trump was impeached. Picked up a whistleblower. We were told needed to remain anonymous because you didn't need to know who he was. That was information. You're able to impeach a president of the United States based on perhaps a ghost. But you're not allowed to know who that is. You're not allowed to question that person. People break into the Capitol building because they're upset about an election that, quite frankly, was a very flawed election, to say the least. And admittedly, should go to jail for it and did. There's nothing else to know. You have all the information. Nancy Pelosi has hundreds of hours of videotape she will not release because, oh, that is privileged information. But Mark Meadows is going to jail. You know why Nancy Pelosi will not turn that over? Because some of that information indicts her and her cronies into knowingly attempting to set up an insurrection to make the Republican Party look bad. I'm not saying everyone that jumped into that capital was a plant. I'm not saying that at all. There were many bad actors, I'm sure, were real Trump supporters. What I am saying is we have video evidence that they were induced to do so. You can watch video evidence of a man saying, we have to storm the Capitol. We have to go inside that building. And people around him, Trump supporters, are yelling, Fed, 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 pointing a finger at him. Because they recognize he's a federal official trying to incite you to do something illegal, which is entrapment. Why would they do such a thing? Oh, maybe, just maybe, it's because if that happened on January 6th, they could use this to throw their political opponents in jail. You think that might be possible? I've just talked to people who invoke privilege of confidentiality. Oh, we can't have the whistleblower revealed. Cole can't talk furious. Bill says, I'd like to use executive privilege, not even not come before you, but to just say, if there's some questions I can't answer, I may have to use executive privilege. No, that's not good enough. We'll answer every single question, or you will be held in contempt in prison because you are an enemy of the state, because you do not our against. That's exactly what that is. That is tyranny. Hunter Biden, oh, you can't know the contents of that. Even though the FBI did, long before the election was finished, the FBI did, but the American people are not allowed to know that. It's confidential. How come? How come that's confidential, but see, things that are between the plus Bennett effects, George Bennett. Because we got a whole new world now, and it's tyranny. You are either a Democrat or you are a terrorist. There is no other party. Your party doesn't mean anything. Constitutionally, we're supposed to have 6 or 8 people on this panel chosen by the minority leader. Nobody was chosen by the minority leader on this January 6th panel. Nobody. Nobody. It's a completely unconstitutional hearing. That's why Steve Bannon said, I'm not coming. Why would you come to a place that you know is a kangaroo court, that you know has been set up, that you know the outcome is predetermined? Why would you do that? But that's what I want you to do. But folks, it gets way, way, way worse. Folks, I hope that you can hear me now. Apparently, we've had some technical problems getting this show on the air. That doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore. So let me start again, and perhaps I'll have to run over my allotted time. What I was attempting to say to you is very simple. Tyranny is at your door. I warned you tyranny would be at your door, and now tyranny is at your door. Because the vast majority of the people who were warned that tyranny was coming decided to be compliant and say, ah, it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Nothing like this is ever going to happen. Everybody's so worried. It's all fine. Everything's great. And the people who tried to voice their opinion, the people who tried to tell you the truth were ignored, and now you have it at your door. Enjoy it. You are going to have political tyranny. You are going to have educational tyranny. You are going to have moral and social tyranny. And you are going to have legal tyranny. And it is now proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let me make sure I'm even on the air. Caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller.
Sorry, I can hear you, Mark.
Okay, anyway, get on with this because it starts with the January 6th hearings, doesn't it? But it doesn't end there, folks. We got a lot to go through. Mark, what is his crime? oh, he contempt of government. No. Mark Meadows said, not only said, he turned over countless numbers of emails, countless text messages, and said, I will appear and answer any questions you would like to ask me, except the ones that are executive privilege, those I cannot answer. And that was not good enough. That was not good enough. Now they want him in jail. Why? Why? Is Eric Holder in jail? When this whole Fast and Furious nonsense happened, we were told Eric Holder can't answer any questions about this. Executive privilege. You can't expect this man to come and answer any questions. When a whistleblower, an anonymous whistleblower, was responsible for the president being impeached, we were told, can't even know his name. You're not allowed to know his name. How dare you ask to know his name? We can't even talk about the his laptop. You don't need to know that. But we do need to know these details. Why do we need to know these details, folks? I'll tell you why. Because they want to try to turn January 6th into a terrorist activity when it was not. Nancy Pelosi has hundreds of hours of tape she will not release. Why will she not release them? Because they very clearly show that there are people in that crowd egging on other people to commit acts that would be considered illegal. We have a videotape of a man saying, we must enter the Capitol. We must go in the building. And people are yelling, no, 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 and screaming, fed, fed, fed at him because they recognize what he's trying to do. Oh, why would they try to do such a thing? Why? I'll tell you why. Because they want to make all of their political opponents seem like terrorists. Do you really think in your wildest dreams that the Republican Party set up an insurrection? Because if you do, you're pretty stupid. You're pretty damn stupid. And I can tell you right now, not only did they not set up an insurrection, but in their haste for the Democratic Party to prove they did, they proved they didn't. Because I see emails from people like Sean Hannity and some other people saying, is the president going to comment on this? Somebody's got to stop this, because they knew it was a setup, folks. They knew it was a setup. Do you think these people would be commenting, somebody should get the president to make a statement at once, if this was the plan all along? Why would you do that? Would you do that? I have a newsflash for you. We're supposed to have 6 or 8 members of this committee chosen by the minority leader. Not one single person on this committee was chosen by the minority leader. Not one. Because they don't care. Because it's tyranny. It's political tyranny. They want to jail political. That's what they want to do, and that's what a tyrannical government does. But they also want to jail and deem private citizens domestic terrorists. If you do anything like defend your property, defend your children from being indoctrinated, anybody who spreads actual real information, probably myself included, but certainly places like Fox and Newsmax and other people that say, oh, they got to go off the air. They're spreading propaganda. You can't have that. Can't have anyone spreading propaganda. They must be silenced. YouTube silences any opposing voices. Facebook, who recently, by the way, for the people who may have missed it, recently said, yeah, our fact checkers are really just giving their opinion. Oh, I see. So in other words, you're taking down posts you disagree with, not that are factually incorrect. What do you call that? If not tyranny, what do you call that? That is full control of the media. Full control of it. And what kind of a media do we have? Oh, gee, I don't know, CNN, where half of their anchors are either being put up on sexual harassment charges or their producers are being held for child pornography and child sexual exploitation and trafficking. That's right. CNN producer decided he was going to solicit parents. I don't know what kind of sick parents he found. But apparently found some parents of nine-year-old girls, and he convinced them that they should turn over their nine-year-old daughters to him for sexual training because women are inferior and need to be subservient to men, and he would train them on how to do that. Does that sound like a rational human being that's producing CNN shows? Well, guess what? Another one! Another one has been caught! Oh, this guy doesn't have the allegations that he actually did anything. He's just online saying how much he'd love to. Talking with women about how he would love to do things to their daughters who are, what kind of a crap show are you running over there? You're all just a bunch of perverts, and I'll tell you why. Because they want control of you and your children. That's why. They want full control of everything you have. They don't want you to have anything. They want to weaponize the IRS to make sure that you can't spend a dime without them knowing about it. Your bank account is their bank account. Weaponize the FBI that if you dare speak up in opposition, you will be raided. By the way, the FBI had the goods on this CNN producer for 17 months and did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing to this guy until they're directly responsible for what happened to this nine-year-old girl. And I can't even give you the details of what happened to this nine-year-old girl on this show. But it wasn't pretty. They could have arrested him just for having that correspondence and agreeing to meet this woman and paying her $3,500 to turn her daughter over to him. They could have busted him before he touched the girl. They didn't. They sat back and said, well, he voted the right way. Let's see if he really does it or if he backs out. Because if he backs out, maybe we'll just give him a pass. You bastards. That's the FBI you got. By the way, they want to weaponize the criminals, too. You think I'm lying? Eric Adams, the nutcase who from New York, says, oh, well, you know, maybe certain areas will just let the gangs police their own. Oh, well, that's a really good idea. Yeah, let's turn over the neighborhoods to the direct control of gang members. That sounds like a really good idea, Eric. I wish I'd thought of that, you idiot. You incompetent moron. You know why they want to do that? Because they want to scare the hell out of you. You'll obey or we'll have our thugs come and beat you around the face and shoulders. That's what they want to do. That's exactly what they want to do. Absolutely disgusting. They want you to own nothing, folks. Not your house. Not your bank account. Not your car. Nothing. They're already talking in England about, well, you know, these electric cars, maybe it would be easier for us if they were government controlled and you really don't own them, but, you know, that way you don't have to worry about buying it. Oh, I see. And then you can install things to tell us how far we can drive, where we can go, monitor every single piece of activity we do. Gotcha. Gotcha. Unbelievable that somebody would actually have with a straight face present that, and the American public and the UK public saying, well, maybe it's not such a bad idea. Are you going to wake up? By the way, they also don't want you owning any business. If you have a business, you can forget it because you can't make it in this country on your own without the government. How dare you? We're going to seize your business. Oh, we may allow you to exist if we decide. We'll decide how much you can make. We'll decide who you can hire, what you will get, wages you will give them, when you will open, when you will close. Are you kidding? And they, of course, they want full control over your health care, too. So they can decide if you're worthy to live or die. You think I'm kidding? So your 82 or 83-year-old grandmother needs an operation, and it's risky, and they say, yeah, kind of a waste of money. But if it was Joe Biden, it wouldn't be a waste of money. If it was Joe Biden, he'd have the finest surgeons there, and there would be no expenses spared. Your grandma, eh, she's outlived her usefulness. She's not paying taxes anymore. She's not doing anything. She's had a good life. Go pick out a casket. That's what you want, huh? You want the government in complete control of your health care. Well, you better be careful what the hell you ask for. Maybe the most insidious of all of this is that they want control over your children. Now, I read a recent story where a child who was deemed suicidal by the school psychologist did not inform the parents of that fact. Did not tell the parents, we have deemed your child suicidal. Instead, they just said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put this person in a special class where we're going to teach them that perhaps the reason you're so upset is because you need a gender reassignment. Person's name? They changed their pronouns, all without the parents' permission or knowledge, because they think they own your children. You do not. Remember, you don't own anything. The government controls everything, even your children. We will decide what they will learn in school. Do you remember the former governor of Virginia saying, parents don't have any right to say what's being taught in school, what the curriculum is? Well, he said the quiet part out loud, didn't he? Yeah, he sure as hell did. And now we're seeing this insidious connection between sexualizing your children, indoctrinating your children, and having them used by perverts for their own sexual malfunctions, aren't we? That's perfectly okay. Do you hear on CNN that two of their producers are under investigation, one arrested for literally being a child rapist and the other one for texting parents about their children and talking in sexual manners about their children? Do you want to know how vile this got? I'll tell you how vile it got with a 9-year-old. She was forced, let me put that into quotations, 100% by her mother, who should rot in hell. It's an adopted mother, by the way, and she should really rot in hell. And the CNN producer who works outside with Chris Cuomo for so many years, but nobody knew the guy was a nut, forced to commit sex acts on the woman who she thought, well, this is my new mom. This is the woman who gets me dressed and buys my clothes and cooks my dinner. They're not sorry, because this is the plan. It's always been the plan. It has always been the plan. We own everything. We make the rules. If you do something, it's wrong. If we do something, it's not. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, I mean, he was caught. He's going to serve his time. I just got finished telling you this 9-year-old girl's horror show, her horror weekend. And let me just also say this guy was into like BDSM and some sadistic stuff. So I don't even want to tell you the horrors this little girl went through. She never had to go through any of it because the FBI clearly had this man's correspondence 17 months before he did anything. And they did nothing. In the meantime, the FBI is raiding Project Veritas because they might be in possession of Joe Biden's daughter's diary. Because that's not a big waste of time. Ah, some 9-year-old girl is going to go get horse-whipped and raped and tortured. Well, we could either do that, or we could go see if this Joe Biden's daughter's diary thing fell into the hands of Project Veritas. Better call our bosses up at the White House. Well, what should we do? A diary? Okay. All right. Yeah, if he does anything to the girl, we'll get him later. That sound rational to you? Is that the way you want the FBI to work? To go after political opponents ahead of innocent women and children, huh? Predators do what they're going to do. We'll just get them with a bigger charge. So the little girl had to go through torture for 2 straight days. So what? Now we got them on a better charge. It's unbelievable. They think they own your children. They think they own you. And if you want to give up your health care to them, they own you. Because at any given time, it's not that big of a stretch to say, well, we know everything about this person, so let's just check their file. Well, they seem to have voted the wrong way in the last several elections, and they need a major surgery. It's really costly, and they're kind of up there in age, and I think we're just going to say no to that. I think we're just going to pass. You think that can't happen? Do you think that can't happen when I have just told you that a school has literally changed the sex of a student without their parents' permission? Oh, and they vaccinated a kid without parents' permission, too. That, you want a slice of pizza? We'll get you a couple of slices of pizza if you get a vaccination. That's about 2 steps off is, would you like a candy bar, little girl? Get in the van. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with this country? Do you not see that the Democratic Party wants 100% complete control over you, your children, your possessions, and your life? You can't see that? They're jailing or attempting to jail political opponents. You know who does that? Third world countries with dictators. They're telling your children it's perfectly okay for you to lie to your parents. It's perfectly okay for you to do whatever you want in school, and we don't have to tell your parents that when you come to school you're going to dress differently and you're going to be called by a different name. You don't have to tell mommy and daddy we jabbed you with a needle. That can be our little secret. Are you kidding? And then you wonder why parents stand up and threaten people in the school board meetings. And the minute you do, the minute you fight back, you're a domestic terrorist. We get to the point in this country that if someone breaks into your house and rapes your wife or your daughter, and you bash them in the head with a ball bat, you're going to jail because this man was simply trying to administer some sexual education or therapy to a person and you hurt him. That's how nonsensical this has become. Let the criminals out of jail, put the politicians who oppose us in jail, put the parents and the people who speak out against us in jail, put the broadcasters and the journalists who are trying to report on this in jail. Silence their voices. Don't allow them to use social media. Don't allow them a platform to spread the truth. And we will own you. And they will own you. They do own you, actually. They do own you. Lock, stock, and barrel. They own you. And we haven't even talked about the tyranny of some of these COVID restrictions that make no sense at all. No sense at all. Here in New York, it's back to mask mandates. Even though hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of virologists said these masks don't make any difference. Even if you're vaccinated, you must wear a mask. Okay, well, then what's the point then? What was the point of vaccination? If you can still catch it and you can still spread it, you took a chance on a untested, thoroughly tested medication being put in your body that did you exactly what? You're no different than me. I have to wear a mask. So what did you gain from it? Well, if I get it, there's a better chance that I won't die from it. Oh, please. Before there was any vaccination and people were dying left and right, it still had like a 99.5% survival rate. And now we know more about it. It's even higher than that. So you're just being propagandized. That's all that's happening right now. That's it. Because they don't want you going out and doing things. They don't want you Christmas shopping in private businesses. They want you online, where Amazon and eBay and all these people can make a fortune and then donate to Democrat causes as a kickback. I'm going to promise you one thing. If Jeff Bezos and the people who own Amazon and all these other places were Republican donors and huge Republican supporters, the Democrats would be saying, we must open this country back up. But they're not. So they're saying, hey, man, too many people spending money in mom and pop this Christmas season. I think we're going to close it all down again. And that's what they're doing in New York. That's what they're doing in Democrat-run states. You notice it's only Democrat-run states. Can we make it any more obvious? You can clearly see the red states from the blue. You can clearly see the difference in infection rate. You can clearly see the difference in economy. You can clearly see the difference in everything. And yet there are people out there saying, you know, it's not what's doing it. Well, then what the hell? It's just coincidence? Is that what you're trying to tell me? It's just coincidence that every single Democratic state is a shithole? You're living in a fantasy world. And they're coming for everything that you own. Your house, your car, property you may own. And you're going to have to account for every penny because the government needs to know. Meanwhile, you don't need to know anything about their goings-on. You don't need to know why Nancy Pelosi is holding back hundreds of hours of tapes that would indict federal authorities as starting this damn supposed insurrection. You don't need to know the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop that the FBI sat on and is still sitting on, even though probably some of it's just about as bad as what was in the CNN producer's laptop. We'll rush right out and raid a place if a diary was left in a hotel that may be Joe Biden's daughter's, who accuses him of some very inappropriate things, supposedly in it, although it's not verified. FBI, they're right on the spot with that. But they're watching for 17 months this pervert write to parents saying such things as, I want to sexually train your daughter, who's under 10, to be subservient to men because women are inferior and they should be subservient sexually to men. Women are women regardless of their age. And some FBI agents sitting there saying, that's right. At least he didn't get in possession of Joe Biden's daughter's diary. That's all right. At least he didn't threaten anybody at a school board meeting. So what? It's probably all talk. And if it isn't, and he follows through with it, we'll figure something out. And so a poor little girl has to go through hell because of that? We had a big problem, folks, because you became complacent, you became lazy, and you became blind to what was happening right underneath your nose, and now it's too late. Now it's already here. We're seeing in Australia people being put in internment camps. That's exactly what it is. And if you think that can't happen here, we are one step away from that. There's already bills being introduced saying, well, if you're not going to be vaccinated, you should have to pay a certain amount per year in extra tax, some kind of an extra tax. And it ain't $5. It would amount to like tens of thousands of dollars. Couldn't pay it. And then they said, well, we're not forcing you to take a vaccine, silly person. You just can't work. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go anywhere. We will not allow you to drive. We will take your license away. And we will fine you $10,000 a year or more that you can't pay because we're not allowing you to work. But at the end of the day, if you want to do that, then you're free to take a vaccination. Does that sound like that's voluntary? Or does that sound like forced compliance? That would be one step away from the CNN producer saying, I didn't force the mother to bring the daughter here. She knew exactly what was going to happen to her daughter when she brought her here. Why am I the bad guy? I mean, after all, I did. She could have just said no. Control over you. And once they get that power, they will never be put out. Do you think they're going to be voted out? I don't care what anybody says. If you think this election was above board, and I'm not even talking about voting machines being rigged to add votes. I'm not talking about that. But if you think for 1 minute that this election was above board with all the rule changes, last-minute nonsense that happened, you're insane. You've got to be insane. Joe Biden's poll ratings are so bad, you would have to say that almost his entire base abandoned him in 8 months if he got that many votes. And human nature suggests, and so does the internet, if you read some of the things from liberals on the internet, nobody's abandoning him. They're all wonderful. He's great. Well, if he's wonderful and he's great and he got more votes than anybody in the history of the president, how come his poll rating is so low? How come? Could it be remotely possible that not that many people vote for him? Could that be remotely possible, and that's why his approval rating is terrible? Because I know this. If you voted for the guy, your chances of saying, well, it's only been 9-10 months, give it some time, it's Trump's fault, that's going to be your fallback. You're not going to abandon Joe Biden. You're not going to say, you were right, he's an idiot, we should have voted for Trump. You're not going to say that. You're going to stick by your guy. You're going to say, no, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. I don't care if I can't find a job I can't find employees. I don't care if everything's inflation is so high I can't afford groceries. I don't care if I can't afford to drive my car. That's all Trump's fault. My guy's great. But you're not doing that, are you? And you know what? The Democrats figured that out. The Democrats said, wait a minute. Any idiot who's had rudimentary math classes could figure out for themselves that if his approval rating is 28%, he didn't get as many votes as we said he got. So we're going to have to artificially make it look like he's rising in the polls. So now you're going to hear on CNN and MSNBC, well, he's bouncing back. Joe Biden's approval rating is a little higher than Trump's comeback. What happened that made it bounce back? Was there something big that I missed? Inflation, the highest it's been since the 80s, back to ridiculous COVID mandates. The virus he said he was going to eradicate because Trump was so stupid to do it is actually running rampant, according to them. Crime is at an all-time high. You can't find Christmas presents and people can't find workers. What is it that made his approval rating go up? Well, what would you imagine that would be? What miraculous thing happened? Nothing. They're lying. They're lying because they know you can figure out that if the man's approval rating is that low, he never got that many votes. But they're doing it with impunity, which is even worse, which basically just means they're laughing right in your face. They're saying, oh, you idiot parents, you don't know what's best for your kids. Leave them to the school teachers who decide, you know, I think you're better off a woman than a boy. We're going to call you Jane instead of Jack, and we're going to have a dress for you at school so you can put it on when you get here, because we think that's what's best for you, and don't you tell your parents. We think you should be vaccinated, even though your parents say it's not necessary. So you come along with us, little boy, and we're going to take care of you better than your parents, because your parents are stupid. And then your news sources are saying, this is all just wonderful. Parents are terrible people. Perhaps we know how to treat children. Yeah, apparently you do. If you're rich enough to afford an island, you sure as hell apparently know how to treat them, huh? If you're not, you just settle for a cabin up there in Connecticut somewhere, and you find some deviant parents who've adopted children for the money, offer them more money to turn over their daughters to you, you bunch of perverts. And we throw our political opponents in prison. I mean, after all, they supported an insurrection. Well, wait a minute. Don't we have hundreds of emails saying to Mark Meadows, you better advise the president to say something. It looks like this is getting into a bad situation. Well, that doesn't sound like they're supporting it. That sounds exactly the opposite. It sounds like they're saying whatever happened, the president should speak on it, which he did. Which he did. But you know something is wrong when nobody was killed with the exception of one woman who was shot dead in the chest by a Capitol Police officer for no reason because she had no weapon and posed no threat, and no one gives one damn about her or why she was shot. Not one single damn. And do you know why? They said she's a horrible person. She believed that we might be trying to rig an election, or did, and she was angry. And she stormed into a Capitol building that her tax dollars pay for and demanded answers, and we shot her dead. And that's justified. But if someone breaks into your house and is stealing your stuff and you shoot them, that's not justified. That's horrible. That's murder. That thing, that your stuff is more valuable than that person's life. You can't do that. The inmates are running the asylum, folks. They're running the asylum. It's gotten to the point now where even if Republicans take back power, it is going to be very hard to correct some of the things that's happening, and we're still a year away from even that happening. And remember when I told you all, Joe Biden is a figurehead. They will throw him under the bus. After a year, year and a half, maybe you'll start hearing, no. Maybe we should be thinking about replacing him. Well, CNN's already come out with, well, we got 11 people ready to replace Joe Biden. If he can't run in 2024. It's not if he can't run in 2024. It's who are we going to get in there? Well, we know we're going to get, of course, Kamala Harris if he steps down. They purposely chose her, by the way. And here's the reason they purposely chose her, folks. They knew that Joe Biden would be incompetent. They knew that his plans and his policy would be very, very unpopular with the American people, and they knew there would be heavy resistance. And they knew that the Republicans and their backers would have a very damn good chance of getting Joe Biden thrown out of office, and even if they didn't, his cognitive decline may. So they said, well, we're going to put up Kamala Harris. And most of the Republican politicians who might be calling for Joe Biden's impeachment would say, well, I'm not going to do it now because Kamala would be even worse. I'd rather deal with Joe. That was just a checkmate move. That's all that was. They don't like Kamala Harris. They don't want Kamala Harris anywhere near the White House either. They have their plans formulated. Trust me when I tell you, they have their plans formulated. And God forbid this goes the full 4 years without major resistance by the Republican Party and the American people. And you will be owned by your government. And once they do have their claws into you deep enough, then you're really going to see what happens. Then you're going to see you're going to get a card, and you're only going to be able to buy so much meat. Because we think you're better off a vegetarian, and we know better than you. So you will get a card at the supermarket. You can only purchase so much. You will have a car, but we will know exactly where you're going at all times, and you only have so many miles you can go. And we'll know where you are because we're going to put a tracking device on it. So we know that you've made a lot of trips to that liquor store. We know you seem to be going to this shop a lot. We know where you are. By the way, we also know how much is in your bank account at all times, what you're spending it on. We know everything. And God forbid you get sick, we're going to make a decision based on everything we know about you, whether we want you to get well or not. Are you a loyal government supporter? Do you preach the word of the government? Do you bow before your masters? Maybe we'll save you. Are you one of those rotten bastards that have a blog talk radio show that tells people the truth, that we're all a bunch of insane socialist, Marxist, communist sons of bitches? Die. What you're going to get, folks. And you asked for it. You begged for it. To be fair, do I think Joe Biden legitimately got this many votes? Hell no. I don't even think he won the election fairly. And I have a right to say that as an American. I don't think he won the election fairly. And I have a lot of evidence to back me up, not the least of which is these poll numbers show you that people would not abandon him in that quick a period of time. But regardless to whether he lost by a million votes or three states or whatever the hell it happened to be, people voted for him. A lot of people voted for him. And you know the reason they did? Because state-run propaganda media said, vote for him. Vote for him or your life will change. Vote for him or the food stamps dry up. Vote for him or you won't be getting your fat check. Vote for him or we're going to be auditing you. Vote for him or the FBI is coming to your house. Vote for him or we're going to look into you and your business dealings. What the hell do you think that is? If not tyranny. That's them just trying to get power. Wait till they have it. You just wait till they have it. And you think they're ever going to give it up? No, they're going to put the noose on tighter. They're going to say, well, now that we have you, there's a lot of other things we think is very important that you comply with, not just mask mandates and vaccines. There's lots of other things you need to comply with. And you will do it. This isn't the land of the free anymore. And sadly, it's not even the home of the brave anymore. Because brave people would say, no. Brave people would say, you have crossed the line. Tell me from my children, when you try to sexually exploit them and indoctrinate them into perversions and into sex changes and every other conceivable thing you can think of, when you try to tell me what to eat, when you try to tell me what to wear, when you try to tell me what I can and cannot do with my money that I've earned, I'm drawing the line in the sand. I am not doing this. Instead, a good majority of people are saying, maybe it would be easier if we just lay around the house all day and watch television and eat ding-dongs and do absolutely nothing. And the government will take care of us. Isn't that what they're for? No. That's not what they're for. Don't you understand the government works for you? They work for you. That's your employee. If you own a business, here's what I want you to think of. If your employee comes in one day and says, okay, here's what you're going to do. you're going to go out there and lift up them boxes and put them in the truck, and then you're going to give me a raise. And by the way, I need 2 weeks vacation starting Monday, and you're just going to have to work. I'm going to sit here and oversee it. You're going to say, no, excuse me, I'm the boss. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. Well, your government works for you. You tell them what to do. They're not doing it because they don't care. They're doing what they want to do because they think they know what is best for you above you. They think they know what's best for your family, your children, your finances, everything, your health, everything. They want complete control. People that are speaking out against this. Well, they're being deemed enemies of the state. They're being deemed enemies of the state. Maybe they're going to be put in prison. It's very possible. And you think that's okay. There are people in this country who are cheering them on. Yeah, that damn Trump, he started this insurrection. Well, let's be very, very clear. There was no insurrection. An insurrection, by definition, is people who get together with the idea to overthrow the government and take control. No one wanted to take control. There weren't even any weapons. Are you going to take control of the government? You don't have a weapon? You don't have a plan? You got Granny in there touring the place, looking around, saying, isn't this a nice building, and taking selfies? That's your insurrection? If that was an insurrection, it's the worst insurrection in the history of mankind. Because it didn't happen, folks. What happened was a bunch of angry people who felt their vote didn't count and they weren't being listened to by a government they actually support and work, and government's supposed to work for them, was not listening to them. They got a little overly angry, and then guess what happened? Some rabble-rousers who may or may not have been feds planted there said, yeah, you're right, this is terrible, let's go storm the place. Let's make our voices heard. Well, they did. They said, we're coming in, and we're going to shout at you and yell at you. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to overthrow you. We have no plan. We have no person to put into power. We're just going to make our voices heard and show you we're not going to take this. Isn't that what happened during the George Floyd riots? And you told everybody, well, this is righteous anger. They're very angry. They're expressing what they think is unjust treatment. Well, that's what they were doing at the goddamn Capitol. And you throw them in a prison where the warden of that prison made a tweet before this ever happened that said, F all Trump supporters. Oh, is that an accident? Prison where a warden is, it says all Trump supporters belong in jail, that woman should be fired immediately and probably arrested. Probably arrested. But it's okay because they're Trump supporters. It's okay because they're Republicans. I guess that's the same philosophy the Germans had. It's okay, they're Jews. Call the Republican Party Nazis. You better take a damn good look in the mirror. And everybody that supports this better take a damn good look. Because I got news. They're coming for you too. You think you're safe? Oh, I voted the right way. I voted for Biden. I'm safe. You're not safe, cupcake. You're not safe. Because pretty soon they're coming for you. They're coming for your car. They're coming for your business. They're coming for your pocketbook. And they're coming for your kids. And you better turn them over. Propaganda that we have causing this? Please turn on CNN and tell me if they've talked about how one of their major producers, and now two, have a fetish for underage children, and one of them actually raped them. Probably more than one. News reports are coming out saying this wasn't his first rodeo. And do you think that's he did that alone? So you're going to sit here and tell me that there just happens to be, miraculously, two producers at CNN who are pedophiles. It's just one of those coincidences. They just happen to be two guys there. They don't know each other. They're not associated with each other. They don't have a little circle of people. Really? Is that what you really think? It's just kismet? Because I don't. You see, when they get in power, folks, they become like the Emperor Caligula. Anything that I want to do, I will do. Any vice I want to exploit, I will exploit. You are the lowly. You'll do what I say. And yes, there are people in the chat room saying they're normalizing pedophilia. Yes, yes, and I've been screaming about it for a year and a half, and people said, where's your tinfoil hat? That's got to be the next protected group. Oh, well, they just have an alternate lifestyle. No, they're criminals, you idiot. Wait till they come for your kids. You just wait. You are giving these Democrats power, and they're a power mad. And I'd be saying the same thing with Republicans. Do you think for one minute that if there were Republicans in power saying, we're going to turn your kid from a girl to a boy without telling you, we're going to vaccinate your child without telling you, we're going to indoctrinate them to say half the world is evil and should be put in jail, that I wouldn't be on this radio show screaming to get the Republicans out of power? Yes, I would. But they're not doing it. It's these wacko, left-wing, psychopathic perverts. And trust me when I tell you, they're coming for you. Actually, they're already here.